महामंत्र। Although there are many reasons, one of the main reasons is that we attach too much importance to small material achievements in life. We attach too much importance to small achievements or small failures, and we identify with our material situations so strongly that our mind always remains in a very agitated condition. And the holy name doesn't take effect in our heart because we don't identify with it. Just like sometimes you go to a movie and after returning from the movie, still there is a hangover in the mind. Still there are thoughts of the movie, thoughts of the characters, thoughts of the events, ton of events that took place. And some people are so crazy, after coming from the movie, they will keep talking about it for several days. You should not have done this, you should have done that, all that. Because there's a hangover in the mind. Similarly, in the material world, because we have a false identity and we perform activities with the false identity, the hangover comes into spiritual life also. After coming to Krishna consciousness, still that material hangover is still there and we identify with it very strongly. Due to which we are not able to focus our mind peacefully in chanting. In spiritual life, we are taught how to identify with our eternal identity. A Hare Krishna devotee, the way we dress, the way we wear tilak, kantamala, everything, the attire that we wear, the thoughts that we remember, these are all actually tantamount to eternal existence. They have absolutely nothing to give and take with the material world. One of the reasons why we are doing all these things is to spiritualize our external and internal consciousness in all respects, so that gradually we can forget the material consciousness. So to the degree we have the hangover of the material consciousness, to that degree our mind is always in an oscillating condition. Just like a cone, for example, can stand on a platform very nicely, in a stable position. But imagine if you keep the cone upside down, so it will keep oscillating. Similarly, our mind is oscillating between raga and dvesha, Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. There are several attachments we have, several aversions we have in this world. And due to attachments, we keep craving for them always in the mind. And we have aversion towards some people or towards certain things which causes displeasure. And we keep cursing them in the mind. So this kind, in this way, the cone keeps oscillating back and forth, the mind. And even if one somehow or other takes off from attachment aversions and comes to almost a state of standstill. It's like a cone which is lying on the ground, which is not on its bottom, but it's on a side. Still it keeps, moving. Still it keeps rotating back and forth. So you will see that small disturbance somebody creates in your mind, immediately the mind starts waving back and forth. It gets agitated. That is why a devotee is always very conscious of what is coming and going out of the mind as much as possible. And days like this, Ekadashi day, give us an opportunity to withdraw our consciousness and try to focus on the spiritual name, the holy name of the Lord. And we have to bring the mind to a stable state where we can hear the holy name. And because that is a very difficult process to bring the mind to calmness, steadiness and absorption, that's why Prabhupada said a better method would be to cry to the Lord to help us control the mind. Because we don't have the ability to calm down the mind. Even if we do so, it again gets agitated by inputs and outputs to the mind. Constantly that's happening as we are in the material world. So, to strenuously not identify with the material hangover and to at the same time focus our mind on hearing. And while doing these things, intensely praying to the Lord for help in successfully accomplishing the hearing of the holy name, a devotee can very gradually progress to hearing the holy name nicely. Harinam Prabhu ki.